Christmas tree farms do pretty well. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
Things went really pretty good. We sold about the same as we usually do, maybe a few less. We lost a lot of young trees. We didn't lose any of the larger trees. They didn't fill out as well as usual because of the dry weather, but we had really a fairly good year.
Jenny Saunders of Hamlin County says her two-acre choose and cut Christmas tree farm had an average year of sales this year. In Lincoln County, grower Stanley Lyon, who is strictly in the wholesale business, says it was about the same for his farm.
We had the dry weather, the drought and cold snap, and I guess people maybe had the thought that the Christmas trees might be a little drier because of the dry weather, but that wasn't necessarily true. It was at worst an average year. It could have been just a little better than it has been over years.
Lyon and his family operate Evergreen Acres, where they have some 200 acres of Christmas trees, and he feels demand is growing for live Christmas trees. And this year they sold thousands of trees all across the country from Texas to West Virginia, and many of those were bald and burlap trees, and he often gets asked about the best way to transplant those trees outdoors.
Just take it out slowly. Lower the temperature gradually, keep it moist. It doesn't hurt to pour ice cubes on it every day, a lot of ice cubes. Keep it moist and gradually adapt it back to the cold temperatures. And the shock is usually the problem with putting trees in the house and then bringing them back out in the cold.
Stanley Lyon says also when transplanting your tree to leave the burlap in place and to not plant the tree no more than 1 to 2 inches below the ground. He says if they get too deep, they'll drown. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.